Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Press and go. Just press and go.
That's our motto.
Life's a show when you just press and go.
No, literally, that's our 2024 motto.
Just press and go.
We don't have time for glue. We need to just press and go.
Stop with the glue. Glue is so 2002.
Wow.
We're talking about impress, press on falsies, and press on manicure. The Impress Press-On Falsies are these lashes that require zero glue. They have a variety of different styles. I personally am a fan of the natural and also the wispies. I like applying a few just to the corner of my eyes. And honestly, this is faster for me than applying mascara. It is so quick. I gotta also tell you the falsies, one thing I forgot to mention, they're the underlash. It's underneath the lash. So they look super, super realistic. No glue, just press and go.
Speaking of press and go, let's talk about the Impress No Glue Manis that I am obsessed with. If you follow me, you know that I am in my press-on era right now because I do not have time to sit in the chair at the salon like many of you for like 2 hours. And that's fine because thanks to Impress, you can have a super fabulous mani in seconds. You don't have to apply any glue. They come in all different styles. And the Impress manicure has a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days.
If you want to try the no glue mani or press on falsies from Impress that won't damage your nails or lashes, just go to Impress. That's impressbeauty.com/Los Angeles. And then use our code Los Angeles to check out for 25% off Impress manicure and press on falsies.
You think we should have started our episode with, hey, all you cool cats and kittens?
I'm going to start signing off on my email saying that.
Hi, Kirby.
Hi, Sarah. Welcome to Los Angeles. Yeah.
Week 3.
Gotta love modern technology. We have no clue if we're in sync. That's the power of good editing.
I honestly love, like, obviously for many reasons, recording the podcast, but doing this, it helps me keep track of how long it's been. Like week 3.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
True.
Yeah.
So true.
Otherwise, I just really don't know what day it is.
Same. It was somebody posted a meme on Twitter or Instagram, and it said something like, never mind.
Well, I messaged Che the other day, and I was like, happy Wednesday. She was like, happy Thursday. I was like, you know, I don't know what day it is. It's fine.
Nobody does.
We're just trying to get through it
at this point.
Yeah. But how are you? How was your week?
Week was great. I will admit it, I was very depressed at the beginning. I don't say that word lightly. I was truly just, I want to sleep all the time. I feel like everything that I've been working on or working for has been completely destroyed in a way. I was really worried about my income and things like that. And then more so like my parents, I'm scared for their health, like my extended family's health. And then having Patrick here to kind of like bring me down was very helpful.
Yeah.
So now I feel on week 3, this sense of normalcy almost.
Totally.
This is our new normal. This is how we're going to operate for who knows how long, especially LA, where we have like West Hollywood has like the most cases per capita of any city, I guess, in California, which is kind of bonkers to really even think about.
And but I then guess it like makes sense because there's so many people and they're so like it's so walkable and like people are out and about. But that's really frightening to think about.
And I guess we have a lot more tests than most cities.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
that's kind of where I have been. I am now in this, okay, this is happening. This right. has been going on. What do I do now? How do I forge ahead?
Yeah.
How do I get creative with, you know, my work and my income and things like that? So
good.
It's been good.
I think that's like the best that we can do. And honestly, like, it is really weird to have to like come to terms with all of it. But even like, I think, you know, the first time, I mean, the 2 weeks ago or whatever, how long ago it's been when we recorded our first episode and we were talking about like that one guy who we saw on Instagram who had it. But now like I have like 4, 5, 6 different people on my Instagram who like I'm friends with who have it, you know, and Hoda thinks she might have it. So she's at home and like she has a cough. Like it's just like, yeah, like the reality is like, so many of us are going to get it. And the best thing that we can do is just try to like remain calm and take care of ourselves, stay at home. And I think, you know, if we, for the most part, the young and healthy ones will be fine. But like you said, yeah, it is really scary to think about like our parents and like the older people. But I think we're all just doing, yeah, doing what we can, right?
Yeah, we got to do what we can. And I think that Sarah and I just want to reiterate to people, social distancing doesn't mean hanging out with someone that you don't live with and staying 6 feet apart. It literally means if you don't live with these people, you should not be seeing them. I just right.
And if you don't need to go outside for any reason other than to, you know, take a quick walk or go to the store really quickly, like, don't.
Exactly. I just have seen way too many people still on Instagram going and hanging out with people that they don't live with. And I know it's easy to think, oh, we're close friends or whatever, and not think twice about it. But really, you have no idea if those people are carrying the virus and aren't showing symptoms right now. That's not helping to flatten the curve. So, you know, we don't want this to be a doom and gloom podcast, and we don't want to scare anybody, but we really just want to reiterate that social distancing actually means physical distancing. You should not be physically near anybody that you do not live with. Patrick and I were actually talking about that today. What would we do if we were still living with our roommates? And
I think about that all the time, or like living with a roommate, having their significant other coming in and coming out. Like, what do you do?
Exactly. He asked me, what would you do if you were still living with Heather, my former roommate? And I said, I don't know. I'm sure she would be worried if you were coming over.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. And he said the same thing. He's like, yeah, I would be the same way because she doesn't know
right.
if my roommate had been around anybody. And
so everyone, like, I think what I'm seeing from my friends who don't live normally with their significant others, they all have picked a place. It's like, we're living in your place for this extended period of time or whatever, which I think is the right thing to do, obviously.
Agreed. Agreed.
But like, how crazy is that? Like, also, if you were like early on in your relationship and then just forced to live with them, you know what I mean?
Totally.
It's crazy.
Also, meeting people right now.
Oh my God.
Love in the time of Corona. It's just.
Did you see that New York Times article where that couple met? They were like neighbors, and then they were like, they started dating by like just virtually dating because they were chatting or whatever. And then there's a picture on New York Times feed where it's like him in a bubble and then her outside the bubble. I have to show. It sounds fake and like some cheesy rom-com, but I was like, wow, good for you for figuring it out, because there's a lot of single people I'm sure who are strugs.
That's the sequel to You've Got Mail.
Yeah. The more modern one. How sad.
That is so sad. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Let's move on to beauty news.
Yes.
So I posted about this. Sarah posted about this. We also put this on Los Angeles's Instagram. But our fellow beauty editors, Christina Rodolfo, Kathleen Hu, and Cheryl Wishover. Am I saying her last name correctly?
I think so.
I love Cheryl. So Cheryl,
apologies to everyone if we butchered your name.
Truly, we love you and we did not intend to butcher anybody's name. But three amazing beauty writers and editors based in New York, and they have put together this initiative to gather product donations from brands to give to nurses and doctors who are working tirelessly to help treat patients and stop the spread of COVID-19. We knew Christina was doing this along with Kathleen. I wasn't aware that Cheryl was also involved, but that would make sense because I believe Cheryl used to actually be a nurse.
Yeah.
They got this together, especially in New York, and asked myself and Sarah to help spread the word on the West Coast because they also want to benefit hospitals and different medical staff over here. Mm-hmm. So they're getting products from brands such as hand creams, lip balms, and then skincare products to treat dryness and acne from all the mask wearing that they've been doing. And then basic toiletries because a lot of them are being required to stay in these hospitals overnight. So things like shampoo, conditioner, body lotion, oral care. That being said, if you're working on the front lines as a healthcare worker and you know that your hospital or place of employment would greatly benefit from something like this or just appreciate it, please reach out. The email that they are taking outreach from is hospitalbeautydonations@gmail.com. hospitalbeautydonations@gmail.com.
We'll put it in our notes too.
Yeah, we're going to put this in the show notes. Great, great suggestion. And you can email them, let them know who you are, what you do, where you work, along with your home address, how many people you need the donations for, and what kind of products you're looking for specifically. The reason why they're asking for a home address is because they don't want to overwhelm the hospitals that are receiving, you know, an influx of medical supplies and things like that right now. They would rather just have one person be the point person, and then they will send product directly to you, and then you would be responsible for kind of disseminating that and dispersing it to, you know, your floor or the people that you work with. It looks like they actually need more brands to donate at the moment. I'm going to reach out to a few that I think would be great. I personally want to give a shout out to Aquaphor. I don't know if you guys are willing to do this, but I feel like Aquaphor would be amazing.
Oh my God, they probably have tons that they could donate if they haven't already.
Exactly. Or even brands like OGX, maybe those travel size shampoos or conditioners that we see at Target a lot of the time, you know, things to help people like that. So
yeah, if we have any, like, I know we obviously have some of our publicist friends who are listening or any brand founders or people who work for brands that want to donate.
Aveeno, my friends at Aveeno.
Oh yes. I think that you can email the same email.
Yes.
Or you can just reach out to Kirby and me.
Yeah.
Or our Los Angeles email and we can put you in touch with them.
Yeah, we would absolutely love to help you guys. But big shout out to Christina, Kathleen, and Cheryl, who have been working tirelessly. I mean, they have a spreadsheet that I'm like, I don't even know how
keeping this together. It's amazing.
But they wanted to do something to try to get back. On that quick note, I actually, and Sarah, I don't know if you received this email. I've received a few emails from people saying that their brand has either acquired or are planning on donating a large amount of masks to hospitals, which is awesome, but also reaching out to, I guess, friends of the brand asking if we would like to have some before they donate. And I think I speak for a lot of editors at this point. Do not send us or influencers masks. Send them directly to the hospitals. Mm-hmm. They need them way more than we do at this point. They're the ones responsible for helping us flatten the curve. We shouldn't be leaving our homes. So if you know of a brand that is making that very nice gesture, that's great. But please tell them to just send
directly
the masks directly to the hospital.
Yeah. We also have another initiative that a friend of ours started that we want to talk about. Our friend Kathy Pape of Pape PR and Rel Communications have teamed up to create the COVID-19 Relief Fund for hairstylists and estheticians that are being affected by COVID-19 shutdowns. So obviously, you know, Kirby and I talked about this last episode, how they are struggling like so much. They, you know, obviously can't work right now and they can't pay their rent and their bills. And so Kathy, out of the kindness of her heart, started this fundraiser and they're hoping to raise a minimum of $100,000, which is a big amount of money, but you know, any donation can help. And what they're hoping is that the fundraiser will provide a one-time stipend to as many hairstylists and estheticians as possible. And I think that it is either a stipend of $500 or $1,000, depending on how many donations they get. So they'll fulfill the requests based on the order they received and the urgency of the applicants' situations. And we're going to throw this GoFundMe link in our show notes as well. There'll be the link to, or the email for where you can apply. and then also information for how you can donate, obviously. And so, yeah, I think that this is obviously, like Kirby and I know so many of our friends are hairstylists and estheticians, so we know how much they're being affected by this. And so I think this is great. This is awesome.
And honestly, if you are a beauty publicist and you know of a brand that has money and works with hairstylists and estheticians on a regular basis, like has an artist collective of some sort,
yeah,
please encourage them to donate to this specific GoFundMe and see if they can be a part of it in a bigger way. I would love to see this get to $1 million if possible. I mean, we don't know how much longer we're going to be in this situation and how long people may not want to go to salons or spas, even if restrictions are lifted. So as Sarah said, people depend on having people in their chairs to make money. And I think that this is such a noble thing that Kathy is doing. Kathy is an amazing publicist and we love her, our Virgo queen.
Yeah.
So Kathy, thank you for being so kind and generous and doing this to try to help people.
Oh my God, I love that you remembered her sign.
Yeah, girl, because I like love, the first time I met Kathy, I was like, I love you, girl. You're like my soul sister. And I was like, what's your sign? She's like, Virgo. I'm like, knew it, earth sign. Of course, that was in Vegas. So I met her in Vegas for the first time. So.
That's not the first time you met her.
Maybe it wasn't. Maybe it was at the Glam Glow.
Yeah.
Glam Glow Mansion. Okay. No bigs.
Yeah. But it's like the first time meeting her every time because she's so fun.
She is.
And has like
literally the
just
best.
Surprises you with some fun facts every
and
time.
And clearly has a great heart. So Kathy.
Yeah. So thank you,
shout
Kathy.
Out to you, my love. All right, Sarah.
Yes.
It's time for What's on Your Face?
I just laugh because who knows? Oh, gosh.
No idea.
It'll work. So I am wearing a new hydrating lip balm from the brand Billy. So I think everyone has seen Billy. The branding is like a colorful, like B-I-L-L-I-E. And they're known for their razors. Remember they made those disposable razors?
They're super
cute. So now they're venturing into more skincare and body care. They're also making like hair care, like dry shampoo. But the packaging, I'm like, you know, a sucker for cute packaging. So this is why I was attracted to these cute little hydrating lip balms. And they're really, really, really cute. They're made with really good ingredients, sunflower oil, avocado oil, candelilla wax, and vitamin E.
Yep.
And then obviously they're like cruelty-free, paraben-free, sulfate-free, all those things. And what I love about them is that even though they are super clean and hydrating, they do still leave like a sheer wash of color, which, you know, I love. Me and my dry lips, but I also love some color. So I am wearing, I think this one is
Fig. So I'm looking at the website. I have this package. I just haven't opened it yet. I am
so cute.
Apologizing to anybody who's expecting me to open a package. I haven't literally in 3 weeks. Sorry.
That's okay. It's good. You're letting the germs die.
Yeah, exactly. So Billy is affordable, smart. Don't they sell at Target?
Oh, they might.
Yeah. An end cap with Billy products. Maybe.
Yeah.
Anyways, long story short, I'm looking at this Super Solve hydrating lip balm online. I love that they have a flavor called parsley.
Oh my gosh, I just grabbed that one. I know.
It says parsley, untinted with a refreshing herbal flavor. What is it? I'm watching you smell it and put it on your hand. What do you think
it smells kind of like a minty.
Oh, okay.
So not like, even though I like that they called it parsley because that's kind of...
I like that it's different.
But it's, yeah, it is clear, but it's got a cute little green package. I love
The packaging is legit some of the best packaging I've ever seen, so I'm really into that. So they also have Classic, which is untinted and unflavored.
Mm-hmm.
There's Sorbet, which is a sheer candy pink with a sweet lemony zing. Can't wait to try that. Rhubarb, which is a wash of fire engine red with a tart kick. And then the Fig, which you're wearing, which is a deep purple with a jammy finish.
So good, right?
These descriptions get on my freaking face. Now.
I was like taken by jammy finish.
Jammy. Only way to make that better would to be like a preserve.
Yeah, yeah.
Because I love preserves. I don't like jelly, but I like preserves or jams.
Yeah.
It looks like okay. They just, you know, mortar and pestle. So that's going to be my invention this social distancing period. I'm just going to make lip balms that are me jamming up products with wax and packaging them. Are you excited?
Oh my God, I can't wait. I feel like they're very similar in like aesthetic and like vibe as the Glossier Bomb.coms to me.
Yeah.
But if you prefer your bomb in a stick versus like having to, and especially now, trying not to touch our lips and our faces, these are obviously really great and perfect for spring and summer when it gets hot and you don't want to wear a lot of color on your lips.
I like the website too. I'm watching this little video of people applying.
It's just so cute. They did such a good job. And then they also, in the same launch, came out with a really cute dry shampoo. Oh, some wipes.
Cool.
So check it out. They're all super affordable and, again, really clean. EWG approved.
Shout out to Billy.
All right, you.
Okay, what's on my face? I'm really psyched because Armani Luminous Silk is one of my favorite foundations of all time. I think I've told this story, but I remember buying it for the first time maybe 2012, 2011. It's $68 or something like that. And I remember within a week of getting it, it rolled off my very small bathroom counter at that point and smashed on the floor. I was devastated, but I tried to salvage as much as I could, obviously. Went back and saved literally like probably...
We've all been there.
Like put this on a credit card because I wanted it so badly. Bought another one.
Yeah. You're like, I'll make 5 installments.
Totally. Bought it again. The next week it rolled off.
Stop.
Not kidding. So it was just bad luck, but I understood the hype.
Yeah.
It really is that foundation.
Yeah.
And
it's like the foundation that all the makeup artists use, all the celebrities, their favorite ones. I remember like when my first job at Tiger Beat, like when I would interview the celebrities about like what their favorite foundations were, I remember Demi Lovato was like, Armani foundation. And I was like, well, I can't afford it and neither can any of our 12-year-old readers, but thanks.
I mean, they're probably like, what's foundation? Great.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
So this week I got on a Zoom call, which normally when people are like, want to hop on a phone call, I'm like, get out of my face. I never want to have another phone call again. Now I relish human interaction. So
I'm so bummed I missed this, but tell me how it
was fabulous. So it was Kendall and Sheeran and Molly Stern, who is a part of the Armani Makeup Artist Collective. Molly Stern is one of the best makeup artists in the game. She's been Maya Rudolph's makeup artist, among many others, for years. But specifically her story with Maya is they went to high school or college together, I believe.
We had fun.
And then obviously, Maya blew up and so did Molly as a makeup artist, and they connected and they've been together ever since for like decades at this point.
I love that.
Molly's such a good soul, has a really beautiful approach to makeup. And so I got to chat with her via this Zoom call about these new concealers that just launched. So Luminous Silk was just a foundation. Now they've launched these concealers. They come in 20 different shades. So Luminous Silk, the foundation, comes in 40 shades. These come in 20.
How'd you find your shade so perfectly?
So they obviously, you know, you guys know this, they tend to send us every shade in the launch, which they did with me.
Okay.
However, the thing is, like, they really get undertones.
Yeah.
So, like, I have a perfect shade when I'm tan and a perfect shade when I'm not. And I have a perfect shade for my under eye and I have a perfect shade for contour if I want it. They're just really, really great. And the reason why Luminous Silk people love it is because of this patented microfill technology. It's the reason why their foundation doesn't cake. This same technology is in the concealer. So the shade molecules actually lay flat on each other. So you can apply really as much as you want without it getting thicker and thicker and thicker.
Mm.
I use 4.5 for my under eye. It also has a matching/corresponding foundation shade. So like 20 of the foundations will have a corresponding concealer. They're all based off of foundation shades. And that one is described as a light with a neutral undertone, which is what I always tend to go for. But I have been using concealer just as my sole coverage product for the past couple of months. I kind of stopped using foundation unless I'm going to be on camera for something, and I will just put concealer on and kind of blend it out. And when I tried the concealer on my under eye, when I first was talking to Molly, literally it was like it disappeared. It clearly brightened my under eye, but it didn't leave that goggle line like a lot of people get when they put a brighter color under their eye as compared to their skin tone. It just looks so natural.
Yeah.
And just had this really beautiful finish. So I think if you're looking for something to brighten up your under eye, this is an iconic product. It does not fall into the creases under your eyes. It doesn't move or separate, which I really appreciate. It has glycerin and vitamin E to help hydrate, which you really want under your eye. And it also has these natural emollients to help diffuse lines, which there's little you can do for lines under your eyes because it's such a delicate area. So I really, really love that about this. But it's $38. It's definitely a luxury prestige product. But if you love Luminous Silk, the foundation, you're going to love this concealer. And if you haven't tried the foundation, I would say try the concealer. Mm. It's a really great first step into getting into the foundation.
I think I need to, I mean, I have a shade in the foundation that I love, but I think I need to be rematched because I feel like I need to fall in love with it as much as everyone else does. So maybe I need to dabble into this concealer first again.
Well, this is the other thing I am going to say. Like, I need a coverage product because I have melasma, or if I like break out. You rarely break out. You don't have melasma or pigmentation. I feel like you don't wear foundation in general.
Not too much, but I do like having like one for, you know, events and stuff, which is why I think, to your point, I should look into this to the concealer.
Definitely. I mean, it's so gorgeous. Oh, the other thing I was going to say, somebody asked me, you know, compared to Tarte Shape Tape, what do you think? And I'm like, these are just, it's apples to oranges because Tarte, thicker, the doe's foot collects so much more product on it. So when you put it on, it's like you are putting a lot of product on instantly. This product is meant to be buildable coverage. It's actually medium coverage. I would say Tarte's like full coverage.
Yeah, yeah.
And the doe foot and the wiper, like if you love a mascara or a certain foundation or concealer, it's probably partially the formula, but partially the wiper, because it depends on how much that stipulates how much product you get on the doe's foot to like apply it to your face. I really, really, really like this wiper doe foot situation. I posted a photo of this on my Instagram, but when you hold the wand and you look at the doe foot, it has the most minimal amount of product on there.
Yeah.
So you can start light and then add more as you go. You don't have to worry about this big glob of product being put on your face or using too much from the start. So
I feel is most ideal for everyone for any product they use, right?
Exactly. And I also say, like, it's just, it's a difference in a look. I think Tarte is really great for on camera.
Right.
If you want very heavy makeup, a very Instagram-y look, that's great. I think that if you're looking for a more natural, everyday glow with within look.
A red carpet.
Yeah, a red carpet situation. This is a little bit more along the lines of that. Not saying you can't sheer out Shape Tape
right
by putting it on your hand and applying, but
no, I get what you're saying.
You know,
more
what
for every day. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Cool. But that's what I'm wearing and I'm obsessed with it.
Awesome.
I still love my Dior too. I still love Kosa's Revealer Concealer. I'm really into concealers.
It's good to have, it's really good to have a variety for your mood.
Agreed.
We also want to talk about what's on our bodies.
Oh yeah.
And we don't mean that in a sexual way. I don't know why I said
Maybe
that.
Maybe we do, actually.
Maybe we do. Maybe we do. Because these sweats are really cute and sexy. Okay, so as you guys know, Kirby and I are obsessed with a brand called Entire World. You've seen us both wearing it on our Instagrams. I think people think I live in this. And we most certainly have been.
Don't you?
Currently wearing them. Was wearing them yesterday, wore them the day before that. Now more than ever, given that we are, you know, social distancing and staying at home and wanting to feel comfy but cute. We've been wearing a lot of our Entire World cozies. But they also make really cute t-shirts and tanks and blouses and long sleeves and underwear. Just FYI, not just the cute sweats, but Kirby's also wearing some right now, right, too?
Yes. So I have to give a shout out to the underwear. I love them. They're super comfortable. They look a little boy underwear.
So cute.
A la Britney Spears and Crossroads. Very into
Ooh,
this.
Are you dancing on your bed?
Yeah, girl. Open your heart to me, Madonna. So the underwear are great. Also, the tanks. I have the white one, and I've been wearing it underneath the loop back sweats. Uh-huh. So I love those. And then also, I have this football jersey type long sleeve. It's a hunter green, and it's super comfy as well. So literally, I mean, Sarah and I.
And isn't it like so soft?
Yes. We obviously are obsessed with the sweats, but everything that they have to offer. I mean, there's also this mock neck.
Yes.
Which I know that you're wearing the mock neck and sky blue, but there's like a Kelly green one that's about to come out. And I can't wait to get my hands on that one either. But
also socks, beanies, love.
The whole nine. So because we love Entire World and we're always wearing their stuff and we're posting and then people are asking us, what are you wearing? And we're like, Entire World. Entire World was like, great. Should we give you a 20% off code for your listeners? And we said, yes.
Yes.
Yes. So you can use the code GLOSS20 at theentireworld.com. Don't put in entireworld.com. It'll take you to somewhere weird.
Yeah.
theentireworld.com. Pick out some of your favorite products.
We'll put like our list of what we are faves. That'll be fun.
Yeah. We'll put a little list of faves. Use GLOSS20 at checkout and get 20% off of your order.
You guys can match us.
There's a deadline though, right? April 12th?
Yes. So we have, yes, exactly. So it expires in 2 weeks. Fun fact, Kirby and I showed up to a meeting wearing the same exact color and sweatsuit.
It was a red
when we met.
Sweatsuit. It was a red sweatsuit. We looked like Santa Claus, both of us.
We looked like like Santa Claus, or like we both were leaving our shift at some place.
Totally. It was ridiculous. But I mean, they are the most comfy things ever.
Yeah.
I would give some advice. Make sure you read the instructions on washing.
So smart, yes.
Because you cannot dry them.
So I wash them in my washing machine on cold, and then I hang dry everything.
Same.
So
that's what I've learned now.
Otherwise, they will shrink.
They will shrink. However, I did buy a pair of large pants because I'm typically I'm a small top, medium bottom. I thought I was a medium top, large bottom. So I bought that in a blue sweatsuit. And then I washed them and they fit me perfectly now. They're not like too big, which is great.
Great.
But yes, make sure that you wash on cold and then hang to dry.
Awesome.
And this code, GLOSS20, expires in 2 weeks on April 12th. So get them while you can.
Treat yourself.
Treat yourself. All right. Today's episode is Retinol 101. You're staying at home, hopefully, and away from people, hopefully. And that means it's a really great time to go hard on effective ingredients. If you've been hesitant to try an ingredient like retinol, now is the time, my friends, because it encourages cell turnover and it can leave some people with red or flaky complexions, but that's a part of the process. So
yes,
the ideal time is now. And we're gonna explain to you what it is, what it does for your skin, how often to use retinol, what to expect, and then a few of our favorite products.
Yes. I feel like Yay. This is such, even though retinol has obviously been around for so long, and I think like Kirby and I like to talk about it all the time, like I think people still don't quite understand it, which is totally fine because it is a little bit intimidating. And especially if you're, you know, in your 20s and you haven't needed to use it, it can be confusing. So I think hopefully this will be super helpful for everyone.
Totally.
And like Kirby said, a great time to try it.
It is. And a lot of dermatologists, a lot of estheticians I've talked to have said, if you're going to be confined to your home all day, every day, this is the time to use these products even during the day, you know? So
totally.
That's why we felt it was relevant right now. And we hope you guys really did like the vitamin C episode. We look at our analytics and we see that when people first start to listen to Los Angeles, they start from the beginning, but then they quickly get to that vitamin C episode and they really like it. So
yeah. So Kirby, what exactly is retinol?
Okay, so retinol is actually it's vitamin A, and it is naturally something that occurs in our skin, which is awesome. And when absorbed by the skin, it's converted into enzymes called retinoic acid. So this retinoic acid is what stimulates the production of new skin cells, which is why so many people say it's the anti-aging ingredient. It is the ingredient for wrinkles and skin texture.
Great.
So Sarah, do you want to explain a little bit about what it does for your skin and how it's helpful?
Yes. Retinol is, like Kirby said, vitamin A. It's a form of synthetic vitamin A, and it can help reduce the appearance of your wrinkles, dark spots that happen over time, so pigmentation. It helps smooth your skin texture, and it blurs the fine lines and wrinkles. So it's like a miracle skincare product. I think every, like Kirby said, every dermatologist, esthetician suggests, you know, incorporating it into your routine when you start, what's the age? Late 20s, early 30s?
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. Start to see cell turnover slow down. So that brings us to our next question of when and how often you should be using it. It is suggested, especially with over-the-counter retinol products, that you should start with every other night to see how your skin adapts. I think that this is especially true if you have sensitive skin. I know for me, I have particularly sensitive skin. So with certain retinol products, I've had to try using them like once every like 3 days. But like Kirby said, it's a process. Things are going to happen to your skin. This is why we're suggesting you do it now, because it's going to get a little bit red, a little bit flaky. But I promise on the other side, there's like a beautiful, smooth, glowy complexion that's going to happen.
They actually call this period the retinol uglies. And there's, and there's a lot of articles. If you Google retinol uglies, there's a lot of articles from beauty editors and beauty experts about this process and why it's so imperative that you power through it. So you're not alone. This isn't something that's just happening to your skin. Everybody goes through this. It's just very, very important that you go through this process and keep using the product.
Totally. If your skin gets irritated, like I mentioned, if you have really sensitive skin, you should probably pare back and use it 1 to 2 times a week and then build it up. If you received a prescription retinol from your dermatologist, and this is a great tip that Kirby added, that there you can still do virtual visits with dermatologists if you feel like you are dying to see one or you just have questions. They are available. And then you can ask them, you know, how often to use them and how to incorporate them into your current regimen. So I think it all really depends. It is, I think, you can take our advice. But if you have like a very specific skin type or needs, it is obviously a good idea to talk to an expert or a professional. But like we said, great to start in your mid to late 20s. It is a really, really amazing preventative ingredient that I don't know anyone who doesn't love and doesn't use retinol.
Exactly. So what can you expect from the process? So the process that your skin actually goes through is called retinization. And your skin is turning over skin cells. So naturally, you may appear flaky or red for a few days or even a few weeks. This is totally normal. And it's essential to power through this, like I mentioned earlier, because once you get through retinization, that's when you're going to see the best results with your skin. That's why isolation is the best time to really just go for it. I was actually talking to Renee Rouleau about this. We shot a video together over Zoom.
I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah. And I was like, is there anything we shouldn't be doing or we should be, you know, aware of while we're in isolation? She's like, honey, go ham on your retinol, go ham on your acids, like whatever it is, just do it. It's who else are you going to see really unless it's your partner or your roommate? Zoom kind of has, they have that beauty feature and it blurs things out anyways. Because
touch up my appearance.
Yeah. Yes. So, you know, who cares if you're red or flaking or whatever, just go for it. And then in terms of results, Sarah and I talk a lot about how long we test skincare to see if it really worked for us or didn't work for us. This is one of those situations where you're probably going to experience redness, flaking, maybe a purge of some sort, and that you really should power through it. A lot of times we'll say like, oh, if it's still, you know, persistent after a couple of days or more than a week, maybe stop using the product. In this case, it's like, unless you're actually burning or irritating your skin in a way that does not look like a normal breakout or redness, you should probably stop using it altogether. But
and that's the same with like upon application, right? Like if it feels like it's really burning or tingly, like
oh, totally.
That's not good. That's not what we're talking about here.
Yes, exactly. I was doing some research though, and they were saying that over-the-counter retinol can take a few months to a year to see results, while prescriptions can take as little as 3 months. So still, like 3 months is still a long time. That's why it's crucial that you really power through. And I keep saying power through, but honestly, I feel like it is.
No, that's a good theme for retinol.
Yeah, it's a journey. you really got to go through it.
Join us on this journey, because we're already on a journey, so we might as well.
Seriously. Another question I think a lot of people have, like, what strength should I be using? And oddly enough, people don't put... Unless it's honestly prescription, people don't put what percentage it is on their packaging, which is kind of bizarre.
Would you just assume that it's not that much then? Or like, what? How are we supposed to know?
Exactly. I honestly have no idea. But I know that the products that are really powerful, like SkinCeuticals makes a good one, Obagi. If you order, like if you get a prescription from your dermatologist for like tretinoin, it'll say like 0.5 or 1% or whatever it is. So you can just assume that most over-the-counter retinols are 0.1% to 1% in strength. And I was like, okay, so does that mean they're like not as effective because they're over the counter? But a dermatologist in New York, a dermatologist that was interviewed for the New York Times actually said that...
It could be from New York.
Hey, probably from New York. They actually said that over-the-counter options can provide the same results as prescriptions. They'll just take longer. Got it. Which makes sense.
Okay.
Yep.
Got it.
And we're going to put all of the research that we did for this in our show notes. So if you want to go read these articles or journals, you can.
So I want to talk about some alternatives to retinol, which are also known as retinults.
Smart.
So cute. So like we mentioned, there is some flakiness, some redness, some irritation that happens when you do use retinol. And if you truly have really sensitive skin, or if you are pregnant or breastfeeding, because you can't use retinol, unfortunately, you can use something called bakuchiol. So there are actually, if you look up on the internets and you are trying to find a natural alternative to retinol, you will probably stumble upon articles that say that, you know, rosehip oil or beta carotene are good alternatives to retinol because they are also vitamin A.
But isn't beta carotene like a...
It's like protein carrots,
supplement?
Right?
I don't know. Like, what is that?
I think like you can...
I just think of GMC when I think of beta carotene.
No. I think it's in some... I think actually too, some retinol products have beta carotene in them as a supplement because it is also vitamin A. But if you're truly looking for a alternative that actually works and will deliver the same results as a retinol, you should be using bakuchiol.
Okay.
So what is bakuchiol? It is a plant-derived extract that comes from the babchi plant. I want to look up what that looks like. I'm imagining a really glowy, like luminous plant just with great pretty leaves. As I mentioned, it is less irritating. It's vegan, which is great to know because I think some retinol products actually are derived from animal products. So if you are looking for something that is truly vegan, cruelty-free, definitely look into a product with bakuchiol instead. There are tons of clinical studies that support that this is nature's retinol, which I know sounds cheesy, and a lot of us, myself included, want to believe that like only the chemical works, right? Only retinol works. And while I like don't think that I could give up my retinol products, I think that bakuchiol is really, really great alternative. And like I said, if you are someone with sensitive skin, if you're pregnant, breastfeeding, like this is really a good ingredient to substitute. It's been around forever. It's been, you know, it was used in traditional Ayurvedic medicine. It became mainstream in the 70s. And now a lot of really popular brands, some of our favorites, are starting to incorporate bakuchiol into their products. So brands like Ole Henriksen,
woo!
Biossance has one with their squalane.
Squalane!
The Inky List has a bakuchiol product. Herbivore has a really popular bakuchiol retinol alternative serum. Our friend Ranavat Botanicals has a mask. And then Beauty Counter launched this whole collection called Counter Time. And they use Bakuchiol. It's like an anti-aging line.
I really like that serum, by the way.
Which one?
Beauty Counter makes the Bakuchiol serum. And I really like it. I don't experience any flaking or redness from it. But I also feel like, and I don't know, you can speak to this too. I feel like it's so gentle that it takes longer to see results.
See, I totally agree with you. I think that that's the trade-off. But the studies and the trials don't mention that.
Okay.
So I think maybe what it is too is that our skin has become so used to using retinol. And so maybe when we switch it to Bakuchiol, it's obviously not as strong because it's natural.
Yeah.
So maybe that's it. But who knows? I don't know. That's just me like guessing.
Totally.
But you can use it the same way that you would use a retinol in your routine. If it is in a serum, use it in a serum. Use it as your night cream. If it's in a moisturizer. You can also use it during the day because it is, like Kirby said, a little bit more gentle and less irritating. So, yeah, I think if you haven't already seen a lot of products with Bakuchiol in it like we have, you definitely will be seeing more of it. So pay attention. And I think it's, like I said, really great alternative.
Totally.
So give it a try.
Okay, so there are some misconceptions about retinol that we wanted to cover because there's just so much information on the internet and we wanted to compile it into one place. So I actually had this question in my mentions recently. Retinol is found in products like Differin, right? So no, it's not. Retinol is not found in Differin. There is retinol and then there's retinoids, okay? So I actually have a video about this. If you go to Pop Sugar's YouTube page and look up the makeup retinol, I have a show and I talk about why retinol is so powerful, but also like what the difference is between retinoids and retinol. Retinol is a type of retinoid and its main purpose is to help with anti-aging, like fine lines and wrinkles. Differin contains an acne-fighting retinoid called adapalene. Okay. So I know that this is a audio medium and this might be confusing, but I just want to lay it out there. Adapalene is a retinoid, but it is not retinol. So adapalene and retinol, both retinoids, but adapalene is not retinol. Confused yet?
I'm following.
Okay. So retinol can be found over the counter. That's why you find so many beauty products that tout this ingredient. There's also a prescription strength retinoid called tretinoin. This is probably the most popular prescription. It also goes by Retin-A. And it is also focused on acne fighting. Then there's also another tretinoin prescription called Renova. That is used for wrinkles. It's so confusing. The names are so similar. But the bottom line is you should know that if you see the term retinoid, that doesn't mean it's specifically for anti-aging. It can be for acne fighting or it can be for anti-aging. So you really need to learn, okay, what is the main purpose of this product?
So the reason that retinoids and retinol sound so familiar are because they come from the same vitamin A family.
Yes, they're all vitamin A. Just they have different...
Yes, strengths.
Purposes. Yes, their purposes are different. So you can have acne-fighting retinoids and you can have anti-aging retinoids. Cool?
Capiche.
Okay, capiche. Guys, truly look up this video. I'm not trying to be all self-promotional here, but like this video, I'm so sad this series got canned because it really was on the up and up and it was so useful. So if you guys really like it, maybe go to Pop Sugar and start begging for this show to come back and they'll pay me to come back.
Oh my God, how do we do that? Is there a comment section?
Just go to Pop Sugar Beauty's Instagram.
Oh my God, what if we just flood the comments?
Flood the comments. Bring back the makeup with Kirby Johnson. They're gonna be like, what the hell is going on here? It was a great show. Anyways, next misconception. You should only use it at night, but it's better if you do. Okay. The misconception is that you should only use it at night. You can actually use it during the day, but we say it's better if you do use it at night for a few reasons. Technically, retinol is better used at night because it can degrade when exposed to sunlight. So you're not going to get the optimal amount of efficacy if you use it during the day because, like we said, the sun degrades it. Most experts suggest using it at night, not because it'll make you photosensitive. That's a huge misconception that it actually makes you, by applying it, it makes you photosensitive. That's not it at all. There's no research to support that retinol actually makes you photosensitive. Instead, they just want you to get the most out of the product. And I have this note here just to clarify. It says the product itself does not make you photosensitive. It's the thinner outer layer of skin that could be more susceptible to burning. So if you keep using...
That makes sense.
Yeah, you keep using this product, your skin, like the cell turnover happens. You have this beautiful baby skin. It's more likely to burn in the sun. That's why they suggest, you know, using it at night, stuff like that.
Yeah. Do you use a retinol during the day?
I haven't been, but honestly, I'm kind of like, I'm barely in the sun right now.
Right.
So why not? But also at the same time, I don't want to waste my retinol if I decide to go on a walk and then it degrades how efficacious it is.
You're so right.
By UV light.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So really, if you...
Got to get your money's worth. Retinol's not cheap.
Exactly. So if you really... So the last misconception is that it's an exfoliating product. It's actually not. It's an antioxidant. It's just that the retinization process may cause flaking, which makes people think, oh, my skin is exfoliating. That's not what's actually happening. It's not a true exfoliation like you would get from an ingredient like glycolic acid. That's why some experts actually like pairing retinol with exfoliants, because they're like, okay, you have the cell turnover, maybe expedite that process using something like a glycolic acid. Although I do know most experts are like, we don't trust the general public to use these properly. So use it alone. Don't use it in conjunction with other
ingredients. People's faces are going to just...
They don't want you like exfoliating the hell out of your face and using retinol. So for someone like Sarah, like, or myself, we can gamble a little bit, but everybody else just lay low. Use retinol and nothing else.
Yeah. Okay. Some other things that we should note about retinol. So it is sensitive to light and air. So you want to make sure that the product is stored in a dark place in an opaque container with a pump. So clear bottles with droppers, they can expose the retinol to air and then make it ineffective. So then you're like using a product that doesn't work. And then you're like, what's going on? I hate retinol. Kirby and Sarah are a bunch of liars.
Well, exactly. And on that same note, it is sensitive to light and air, which makes sense why they don't think it's best that you use it during the daytime.
Yes, exactly. So just be cautious of where you're storing your product. Just in general, I think all products don't like to be left out in the light and in lots of air.
Yep.
Close the cap. Keep it in a nice, cool place.
Yep.
As Kirby mentioned, avoid using it in conjunction with chemical exfoliants like a glycolic or lactic acid or vitamin C. And by conjunction, we mean in the same night. So if you are going to be using, you know, your vitamin C or your glycolic acid or lactic acid, maybe do it on a Thursday and, you know, your retinol is on a Tuesday or a Monday. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, girl, I've been going hard with my retinol. I've been using retinol every night. And then in the morning, I'll put on niacinamide. And then I'm going ham. I'm like, I want to see a resurfaced face after we come out of isolation.
Right. And that's not to say you can't build up to using, you know, like we said, it in conjunction. Just you got to practice first and know what your skin can handle.
Exactly. And I would say if you don't know what you're doing and you're just trying to figure it out, you need to be as minimal as possible.
Yes. Our last reminder that things are going to happen to your skin. It may purge due to the cell turnover. It will only last a few weeks. Power through it. You got some time, girlfriends.
Yeah. And then just Sarah mentioned this earlier, but you cannot use this if you're pregnant or breastfeeding. So look into bakuchiol.
Yep.
I feel like I have a southern draw when I say bakuchiol. 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 That's how I want to say it. Bakuchiol.
You sound like Joe the Exotic.
Oh, girl, we do not I know, need to that's talk gonna about be like Tiger King.
A whole another 30 minutes added to this. But we just finished it last night.
Girl, we got to talk.
What a ride.
What a wild ride. I actually love Joe Exotic. I feel empathetic for that man. I hope.
Carol Baskin.
Carol Basket Case, more like it.
You think we should have started our episode with, hey, all you cool cats and kittens?
I'm going to start signing off on my email saying that.
Okay, so we are going to go into some of our favorite retinol products.
Okay.
Okay, so we split them up into high, mid, and budget, which I love. Great idea. We should always do this.
Totally.
So my high-end product, and it's actually the one that I use the most, is the Kate Somerville Dermal Quench Liquid Lift with Retinol Resurfacing Treatment. So she makes two of these products, one without retinol and one with retinol. I will say I started using this product by using the one without the retinol first and then kind of built up to it.
Same.
So it has hyaluronic acid in it and some, you know, good for your skin botanicals. But I like that this one has the retinol in it, and you can actually use it during the day too, I'm pretty sure. But I honestly just saw a huge change in my skin. It took probably a month and a half, but I'm this like this with Kate Somerville products in general. Like once I start using it, I see such a big difference and then I can't quit it.
Totally.
So that one is like $98. It's also supposed to give you the same effect of her like oxygen facial, because it's kind of like in that can and you press the actuator and then it comes out this liquid foam onto your face that you massage.
It's really cool. It feels very high tech.
It is a nice treatment. What's your high-end product?
So my high-end products, I have two. One is actually the Kate Somerville Retinol Firming Eye Cream. I feel like retinol is great for under eye, but you do have to make sure it's padded with something so that you don't get super, super flaky there. I put this as a high end because it is an eye cream and it's $85. But similarly to like Dermal Quench, it contains retinol, this bioretinol, which is actually a natural retinol-like compound. There are these like natural extracts, which I'm not going to go into because nobody's going to know what they are anyways, hyaluronic acid, and then these light diffusing optics. So you can wear it during the day if you want to, although again, I would say don't.
We say proceed with caution.
Exactly. And then my other high-end product is actually high-end because it's $300. It's, I know, it's the Joanna Vargas Supernova Serum. I try this.
Oh, I love this too. I forgot this had retinol.
It's legitimately like one of my favorite retinol products. I tried this product when it first launched and I loved what it did for my skin. I really did glow. The packaging is great. I know that that shouldn't be a reason why you buy a product, but it helps. And I liked the smell of it. It didn't have a bunch of like fake fragrance or anything, but it was delightful to use, which I think is a big part in building a regimen with the product. Mm-hmm. So,
and the texture of it too. It just goes on, feels really nice on your skin.
So it contains vitamin A, fatty acids, and chamomile. So it kind of works twofold to, you know, get that cell turnover, but then also to kind of calm your skin as well, which is why I'm a big fan of it. And it's a serum, so you put it on after you put on an essence or a toner, and then you finish with a moisturizer.
Okay, so my mid-price retinol product is the Murad Retinol Youth Renewal Night Cream. It's $82, so I think that it could technically also be high-end, but whatever. It's a cream. So what I love about this cream is that it is really good for people who have drier, sensitive skin, because as we said, retinol can be a little bit irritating. So this is a cream that has shea butter, squalane, and some fatty alcohols, so then it kind of balances out that retinol. And then it also has a vitamin A derivative, so I think that I'm just guessing that this is a retinoid, but maybe not. So then.
Propionate.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. Okay. It's a form of retinol.
All right. Oh, it's a form of retinol. Okay. Yeah. So then the two work together because the retinol works more instantly or instantaneously. And then the vitamin A derivative kind of takes a longer time to work, but then they both work in tandem to just make your skin nice and glowy. But thanks to all of the really hydrating other ingredients that have in the product, it's great to help reduce dryness and irritation. So if you are someone like me that has drier skin, more sensitive skin, this is a great retinol cream to use.
Awesome. My mid-tier, they range between $87 and $95. I think this is a pretty accurate representation of how much a retinol should cost. And I would say like an effective retinol, we do have a low tier. We both have budget that is like both of them are less than $50. And I have seen results with them. It did just take a little bit longer, but I would say my number one right now are the Dr. Dennis Gross Ferulic and Retinol Wrinkle Recovery Peel pads. They're these little pads saturated with product. You know, put them on your face in circular motions every night. They're $88 and they come with, I'm not even sure how many come in a pack. I think 12, 10 maybe.
I can't remember. Yeah.
But I mean, there's enough on these little pads to put all over my face, down my neck, on my décolleté. And then I even put it on my hands. So it's a lot of product. And I like the fact that they're individualized. And it basically dictates how much you can put on at one time.
Smart.
I think a lot of times when people's skin maybe freak out from retinol, it might be because they're overdoing it with how much they put on at one time. So I really, really like how these little pads are like, okay, this is all you get for tonight.
I will say that those wipes or the peels, they're too strong for me.
The alpha beta?
Yeah.
Yeah. And there's like, I mean, they make like a lower tier version, but I also think it's like, I've been using peels literally since I was 20 years old. My skin is like prepared. They know,
right?
They know what's going on. Yeah. So it's not.
Yeah. I think it's something that you can build up to.
Exactly. I would say with this guy, I don't experience redness and flaking. I'm not sure if that's because my skin is just in a good place right now or like maybe my skin is just like, oh, great, another intense product for us to deal with.
I mean, no, but you're not the only one who loves that product. Everyone loves that product. So
yeah,
doing something right.
I'm a big fan of it. I want to shout out just a few other mid-tier products. SkinCeuticals 1% Maximum Strength Retinol is a great one. They sell it on Dermstore. Honestly, if you're curious about trying your retinol, go to dermstore.com and then type in retinol. They have so many.
Totally. And I was going to say, too, for a lot of these, like, they'll be – Dermstore always has great sales.
Yes.
So you can get them for, yeah, at a discount.
Exactly. I also love Rene Rouleau, obviously, Advanced Resurfacing Serum. It's on the same price scale. It's $87. And then I love Dr. Lancer and his Lancer Advanced Retinol Treatment. It's $95. It's in a pump. It does all the right things. I love it. It's great.
Love Dr. Lancer.
Okay, what is your budget pick?
Okay, my budget pick is the Olay Regenerous Retinol 24. It is $39.99, which that might not sound budget to a lot of you, but I really think that, like Kirby said, you should be, if you want to see results, you should be spending between the $40 to $90 range. And so I think that this is like a really good deal.
Yeah.
It is a night cream. And so Olay launched this whole line of retinol products that time release throughout the day, which is why it's called 24, which means that it's, you know, working to not, you know, just blast your skin with retinol all at once. I was turned onto this by our dear friend, Kara McGrath, who wrote about it when she was still at Bustle. And then I started using it and I really, really liked it because it is great, again, for people who have that sensitive skin and maybe were experiencing too much irritation using other retinol products. So yeah, I would definitely look into this if you are looking for an entry point into retinol. The Olay, yeah, this whole line is great.
So my budget pick is from Rock. It is the Retinol Correction Line Smoothing Night Serum Capsules. Again, I'm a big fan of brands telling you how much you should use at one time, you know, whether that's like one or two pumps or it's a pad and that's all you get. Or in this case, these little capsules, they're fun to use. So it makes you more likely to want to use them. You can use these nightly. And the cost is $33, which I think is great. It comes with 30 biodegradable capsules. So, you know, a whole month's worth. Okay, so it's made with Rock's pure retinol. Rock is kind of known for their retinol. And a bio-derived antioxidant. The capsule is 100% biodegradable. It's clinically proven, dermatologist tested, fragrance-free. You can use them nightly. And I like the way my skin looks afterwards. I feel like I notice a difference. And especially for a really budget-friendly product like this, it's like, why not? If you're looking to venture into retinol and you're like, I don't even know where to start, I think this is the perfect stepping stone to get into it.
Love that. Have to try that one.
Yeah.
Great. We did it.
All right, guys. We did it. That's our retinol episode. We hope we covered all of your questions because that was the whole point doing this.
I think we did. Again, if you have any other additional questions, you know where to find us. Where do we find us, Kirby?
You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, at Los Angeles Pod. You can find us on our Facebook group, which is Los Angeles. Look us up and join the group. Answer a few simple questions and we'll admit entry. And
we have a website coming. Is that what you're waiting me to say?
It's hard to
read each other's body language through Zoom.
We have a website coming and it's so freaking cute.
So cute. And we're just going to bombard you with more content.
We're going to have so much content there. We're also going to have all of our show notes on that website. We always get questions.
Some of you guys can't figure out how to get the show notes.
And I think it depends on where you listen. Like, Apple Podcasts. Like, I want to give them obviously the benefit of the doubt. So on Apple Podcasts,
it's easy to,
especially on your phone, click a link and see all of the, you know, products and articles that we reference and stuff like that. Spotify, it's a little different. There's no line break, so they all run together on the phone. But I'm not sure about Stitcher and other places like that. So at least on our website, you can listen through our audio player for each episode, and then you'll be able to click on every article link and every product link that we have available. So we should be getting that up in within the week, hopefully. Fingers crossed. But
yay,
we will alert the troops once that happens.
Yes. But please, if you feel so inclined, to leave us a review and 5 stars on Apple as well.
Please do.
Love the love.
Please do. We would adore that.
It really does make our day.
It does. And it helps us. So two birds,
double whammy.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye. Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.